my work is too very collaboratively done through and with public health practice-based research networks. So my name is Betty Beckmeyer. I'm at the University of Washington. I'm an assistant professor in the School of Nursing and adjunct in the School of Public Health. And as we talk about sometimes in public health practice, in public health systems research, I'm one of those kind of pracademics who has spent 15 years in public health practice and now is doing public health systems research and has a perfect home for myself in that setting. The funding for the study I'm going to be talking about has been initiated through the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and the Nurse Faculty Scholars Program. And I have nothing to disclose in terms of financial relationships about this. Now, local health departments, as we know, are, as NATO describes, are in pivotal positions to address health disparities. And local health services vary tremendously, as we know more and more from the research. Now, Glenn Mays and Charlotte Smith have identified through some of their own research, too, that this unnecessary variation, we know that there is some variation that ought to occur based on local conditions and location, et cetera, but there's unnecessary variation, more variation than is needed, and that can be wasteful and harmful and provide inequitable inefficiencies for our population's health. Little is known, however, about how this variation impacts health outcomes. And as services shift, we don't know what the outcomes of those shift are, particularly around health disparities. And we all know that there's this little bit of a financial crisis going on. If we didn't need to know it through the research, we know it now, that financial crises are bad, particularly for vulnerable populations. So the very populations that we're serving through our health departments are likely to be disproportionately impacted by the financial crisis. And recent studies by Freundenberg and Stuckler and others have started to underscore this for us. So, Rick, thank you for giving background to the public health practice-based research networks. But so in the context of this crisis, this unnecessary variation, we've got these public health practice-based research networks, which for the work I'm going to describe is sort of perfect for what we'd like to look at here. And I don't even need to go into what the value of practice-based research networks, because Rick has nicely described that. So I'll move on to a discussion of FAST. This is what I'm going to talk about today. FAST is the Public Health Activities and Services Tracking Study or initiative, where we're really trying to develop ultimately a data repository for monitoring the impacts of local public health programs and using this tremendous variation across public health systems to compare effectiveness of local public health practices. So really the focus of FAST in general is to determine what types of, in particular, governmental public health programs and organizational characteristics are most effective for reducing disparities, for improving the population's health. And I like to think of it in this context about what works for what populations under what conditions. And that's a sort of, for me, a morphing of the comparative effectiveness research language, if that looks familiar for some of you. So how are we going about doing this? We're doing this through these practice-based research networks and have been talking about and looking at what are similar research interests across these networks and then identifying what common data elements exist across these states. There is actually a remarkable amount of data that these states already have. Then we're pulling those data together, combining them as we're able, including other data elements in our database, like other control measures, demographic variables, et cetera, as well as outcome data that we can associate to different types of these practices. So using maternal child health as an example, an outcome might be that conceptually would make sense, would be using trimester of entry into prenatal care. So if you're providing your MCH services adequately, you're increasing getting people into first trimester of entry into prenatal care, as an example, and that's on your vital records data. So we're linking these multi-state data together across these states, which is, if some of you are familiar with local public health department data and how different it is from state to state, this is not an easy task. And putting it into this expandable repository and looking at these data over time. So in the short run, we'll be analyzing and are starting to analyze these data for practice variation and then putting in these proximal health outcomes. And in the long term, we'd like to look at other types of more long-term health outcomes in terms of chronic disease rates and other things like that. And ultimately also evaluating this process as we go along for its feasibility, its sustainability, and its expandability. So as we started out this endeavor, we've really been looking at sort of what common data elements already appear to exist among these states and representing local public health practice. And what do these data show in terms of detail relative to service volume, reach, or the distribution of the services, the type, the quality. And as you can imagine, some of these factors are a little harder to get at than others, but we're looking at how to do that. And then what data can be matched to certain proximal health outcomes, what makes sense for those data or those services to really try to impact. How accessible are the data? How far back do these data go? So these are the kinds of questions we've been digging around with in terms of these PBRNs. And also I might mention too that if you're familiar with the NACHO profile survey, we're really making certain that the work we do here is complementary to the NACHO profile. We're getting at practice data that are more detailed than NACHO profile data, but it's complementary to that survey. Anything that's on the survey, we don't try to dig up or deal with from these local health departments. We don't want to bother them additionally. And there's lots in the profile that can be used in conjunction with the data we're pulling together. So in terms of what kind of data we're looking at, we've been getting data from local health departments around these three areas of service to start with: maternal child health, environmental health, and communicable disease control, recognizing there's a lot more that health departments do around chronic disease and assessment, epi activities, et cetera. But these MCH, EH, and communicable disease control are a little bit more sort of discrete bread and butter activities that that health departments more consistently have data around. And all things being relative, that is. And looking at what services are provided directly at this time by the health department, per local health department, so not aggregated just at the state, but per local health department, and over time, annual data ideally over time, and we've asked for data that go as far back as 2005 so that we can kind of also catch this big drop-off or decrease in a lot of our health department services. And also data that represent local health departments or at the county or local health department level, but that are easily retrievable at the state. So we're not bothering local health departments in addition to what all else they're doing, although we are bothering the states and getting the data from the states, which is difficult at times too, of course. So the types of data for now that we've been looking at and getting from folks are around these three areas, as I mentioned, and looking at a volume of service, and by volume of service that could be depicted by number of clients served by the service over time per local health department in these individual states. Or another way of looking at sort of an amount of output or a level of investment in a particular service has been the expenditure data that we've been able to get from a number of the states where they have data that show an amount that was expended per a certain service per year per health department. And there are some states that have pretty rich data in that area. I'd also love to have human resources data that says number of FTEs that were applied to a certain service over time, but that's been really hard to come by, but we've been trying to sniff some of that out too. Some examples of this might be in maternal child health. There's data that we've been pulling together that look at number of unduplicated WIC clients served by a health department per year for every year 2005 going forward. Or in environmental health, number of permanent food service establishments investigated per health department per year for each of those years. Or in CD control, number of local providers receiving vaccine by local health department staff through a state immunization program per health department per year. So those are the kind of data or volume data we've been retrieving and comparing across states. So in terms of preliminary findings, we've just been working on this now for a year, so and this is all kind of painstaking, difficult work, but there's a lot of interest around it. So some of our preliminary findings sort of look to how is this working. Among our PBRN partners, we're really finding that these PBRNs, our public health PBRNs, are really critical to the success of this work. I really don't think we could have gotten something like this underway without these PBRN partners. These individual state colleagues, people at in these different states, have relationships with data owners in these states. I know these people in my own state in Washington and can call people up pretty easily and know who the go-to people are. And we have counterparts in our other states that are other state PBRNs who we can pick up the phone, and they know who those folks are as well. And that's been pretty critical. They also these PBRNs have a tremendous amount of willingness and interest in locating and providing data and in making use of these, not just for this greater good of a bigger data repository that we can use for additional studies, but also for their own PBRNs, for data that their own PBRNs can use for research, et cetera, and for improving data quality, et cetera. They've been, in general, there's been an impression that folks have found an astonishing amount of data, have been really surprised by the amount of data that they already have at their state level that hasn't been used for this kind of thing. And folks haven't thought about it for these purposes. So that's been kind of interesting. And there's also been a high level of interest, too, it seems, in relationship to the budget crisis. Folks are all the more interested in this idea of really, if we can get at what are the outcomes of these budget cuts to local health departments, that is pretty important to people. Now, mind you, this budget crisis is also a hindrance to all of this. So at the same time that folks are particularly interested in getting these data, they also see that the data handlers at their state are being laid off, or they're reducing the size of their vital statistics groups, or the data aren't being put in as well as they used to because they've reduced their numbers of staff, et cetera. So that's been difficult as well. But to me, it also kind of underplays the sort of urgency for doing some of this. At the same time, the whole accreditation piece, people talk about that, the relevancy of doing this kind of work in relationship to accreditation and looking at those things together. And in the past year, folks were writing and thinking about working on these CDC infrastructure grants that has had a relationship for people around doing this kind of work. Now, in terms of some of our preliminary research findings, we've just been starting with WIC and looking at those data for WIC. And in particular, we started with Washington, Florida, and Colorado. We were able to pull those data together. And truthfully, those states, too, have easier to work with health departments that tend to be more often at a county level. And if you've worked with some of these data in the whole county versus other types of health departments issue, it's complicated. We have ways that we're going to be dealing with those other types of configurations in the future, but thought we'd start easy. And also, relatively speaking, WIC is more easy, too. We've been starting with MCH data, maternal child health data, and starting within maternal child health by looking at WIC, in part because WIC data are a little more consistent. Everybody collects more similar data with relationship to WIC services, et cetera. So we've started by looking at how do WIC services provided by health departments vary and change over time, in particular in these three states. So what we're finding is that local health departments are increasingly providing more WIC service relative to need. So as need has been increasing in all these counties, as you can imagine, And our need variable here has, we've been using percent Medicaid births. So as percent Medicaid births has gone up, how has correspondingly local health department service around WIC gone up? And it has gone up quite a bit faster, in fact, than the percent of Medicaid births, recognizing that WIC is more than those clients on Medicaid. But in particular, urban areas have kept up with that, have kept that pace up increasingly higher than urban and than in rural areas, and it's linear. So in other words, there appears to be some kind of economy of scale met in urban areas. In rural areas, they sort of hit a wall in terms of how many clients can be seen, and they're not keeping pace as well as in urban areas. So that's a preliminary finding there. Not yet getting to outcomes of that variation, et cetera, but some of the things we can do. In terms of maternal child health, those data in particular, we've just started to analyze some of those descriptively, and also have some outcome data we'll be looking at. Here's an example, just an example of what we can start to look at. Here is Washington State, and I have one of my Washington State colleagues here, and looking at change in MCH expenditures, in this case just 2008 to 2009. And if it's more red, there's been a bigger decrease in the expenditures for MCH. And if there's a large circle, that means they have a higher percentage of Medicaid births financed by Medicaid. Now, this is just a graphical representation. It doesn't really represent statistical significance, so I hesitate to show this, but in terms of specific statistical findings, but it shows what we can do too in terms of graphically representing this and better understanding the data with our PBRN partners. Now in this case, it's kind of interesting. Those of you who know Washington very well will know that there's a we have a big mountain range going down right there, and that same kind of darker red stripe down the middle also represents very high Latino population in our state. And so you start to wonder, is there some disproportionately infected folks there? Are there other things going on? Does that more pale area west of the mountains represent other kinds of additional external funds? We there have a lot of, there's also other findings that show that there's more grant funding there. But also, are there problems with the data? A lot of my colleagues will point out that there's a problem here, or that's not right for my county, et cetera. So it's been a good way, too, to get clarification around some of these data, sniff out some problems with the data, understand what's going on in some of these counties. Here's another example of looking at this for Washington and Florida. In this state, in this example, these are share, MCH share of the total overall expenditures for these states, all right? And the darker the blue, the more blue, the higher the share goes to MCH. Now, again, this is only descriptive, and it's only just a preliminary look at this, but Florida looks a great deal more blue than Washington does. Appears that more of the much higher share of the local health department expenditures are going to MCH. Where you see big pluses, you see that share increasing since 2005. Where you see big minuses, you see a particularly a larger decrease over time. You know, it really varies from one state to the other. And these are questions we can discuss with one another in terms of our practice-based partners. What's going on there? What's going on in some of these very different counties? Are there problems with the data or actual things going on? The overall implications hopefully are apparent in terms of this work being timely. The evidence we can pull from this hopefully helps to really make better practice-based decisions around services, et cetera, service models, guidance for policy decisions, and opportunities for further research. And ultimately, with this grand vision, maybe of having something like the Dartmouth Atlas on public health services or something like that. So I will end there. Thank you very much.